Hi, everybody. I'm Clayton. Welcome to A Plus English.
Have you drunk tea? I'm Kelly.
Why are you asking them about drinking tea?
I'm just saying hello to our audience.
I don't get it.
Okay, I will explain. In Hawaii, we say aloha when we see each other, right?
Aloha.
And what will you say here in Taiwan when you see people?
You ask them something about eating rice?
Right, but actually we say, have you eaten yet? 你吃饱没?
I still don't get it.
That's the way people in Hong Kong say hi to each other.
Oh, right, because people in Hong Kong love to drink tea. And that's what we're talking about today, right? Dim sum, Hong Kong tea houses. I get it. Okay, everybody, let's take a look at today's reading. Dim sum. Dishes and dishes and dishes. Reading A.
Have you drunk tea? This is how people in Hong Kong greet each other. Life in Hong Kong is busy and moves very fast. But on Sundays, people go to dim sum restaurants. They take time to relax with their families. They spend the whole morning eating delicious food. It's not just a meal. It's an important part of life.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, in the beginning of our show, we talked about how people greet each other, right? Kelly and I did a few different ways to greet each other, like in Hawaii and in Taiwan. But what does greet really mean? Well, greet is just what you do when you see somebody. It's like a way of saying hello. So you want to show that you're happy to see them. So maybe you wave your hand, or maybe you shake hands with them, or say something like hello.
Right, 这边我们来看到 greet 这个动词哦，意思就是和某人打招呼，欢迎某人的意思哦。那它的名词只要在字尾加上 ing, greeting. So, Clayton, I just gave our audience a very warm Hong Kong greeting, right?
Right, and our reading says something about life in Hong Kong. It says life moves very fast.Now that just means that people are really busy, they've got a lot of work to do, they're going from place to place. And so, if life moves fast, then people need some time to relax, and they usually do that on Sundays. They can spend time with their family and go to a dim sum restaurant to take it easy.
That's right, 这边我们来看一下 life moves very fast.Life moves very fast, 并不是在说好像什么生活是像火车一样移动的非常快速哦。它其实是在说香港人的生活步调其实是非常快的。就像 Clayton 刚才有提到 ,you have to go from place to place, 整个步调是非常快的哦。所以一直要到星期天才有时间好好去 relax 一下。那课文里面有提到这个时候他们就会去 dim sum restaurant,dim sum restaurant, 也就是港式茶餐厅里面。
Right, so a dim sum restaurant is a good place to relax. You can take your time eating the food. Now when you take your time doing something, that means you're not in a hurry. You can spend a lot of time doing it because you're not in a hurry.
来来来、哦、我们这边来学一个很实用的句型 take time doing something.Take time doing something 哦，意思就是你不急不徐、从容不迫的来做一件事情。那当然，在英文里面我们也常说 take your time, take your time， 意思就是 I'm not in a hurry， 我没有在赶时间啦，你慢慢来。
So people even spend the whole morning eating dim sum. Now whole just means all or complete.So if they spend the whole morning there, that means they're there from maybe, I don't know, 8 o'clock until noon, eating dim sum.
好，这边我们来看 whole 这个形容词哦。刚才 Clayton 有特别提到，它其实就是跟 complete 意思非常相近哦，都是指完整的整个。那在这边课文它有提到 ,they spend whole Sunday morning eating delicious food. 哇、wow, 真的是太羡慕死人了。香港人他会花上一整个星期天的早上就是在那边享用非常可口美味的港式茶点哦。But Clayton, is this some kind of eating contest? Why do they have to take so much time eating?
Well, it's not an eating contest, and even though they eat a lot, it's not all about food. I mean, it's about...spending time with family, and it's an important part of life for people in Hong Kong. So if we say something is an important part of your life, that means that it's something you need to do, and if you don't do it, your life won't really feel complete.
That's right. 所以对香港人而言呢，点心不只是用来吃饱，不只是好吃而已哦。刚才 Clayton 有特别提到 ，life won't be complete. Life won't be complete. 只要有一天没有吃点心哦，香港人就觉得说，哦，今天一定还有什么事情还没有做。So Clayton, what do you think is an important part of your life?
Well, I think exercise is an important part of my life.Because it makes me feel alive and it keeps me healthy.
Wow, you must be very, very healthy.
What about you, Kelly? What's an important part of your life?
Well, I think spending time with my family is an important part of my life.
That's great. Okay, everybody, we have more about dim sum, so stay with us.
Dim sum. Dishes and dishes and dishes. Reading B. Dim sum restaurants are very lively. There are no menus. So people just call out orders for their favorite dishes. Large groups of people talk loudly at each table. Food carts...go from table to table. There are thousands of choices. Some dishes are even cooked in front of you. Cooks can make them just the way you want.
Welcome back, everybody.
Clayton?Could you please keep your voice down? 可不可以小声一点啊? We can all hear you very clearly.
Oh, okay. I'll keep it down. I was just practicing my loud voice.
Practicing for what? 为什么要练习大声叫啊?
Because aren't we going to go to a dim sum restaurant later? I mean, I have to use a really loud voice because dim sum restaurants are so noisy and lively.
Oh, but what does lively mean? Noisy?
Well, lively means full of life. So you can say a person is lively, and that just means they have a lot of energy, maybe they're very cheerful, and we can say that a restaurant is a lively place, or a night market is a lively place. It means it has a lot of energy, it's really busy, lots of people there, you know, it's exciting.
好，这边我们来看 lively 这个形容词哦。刚才 Clayton 有特别提到 ，lively 可以用来形容一个人是非常 cheerful， 也就是说这个人呢、啊、是非常兴高采烈、非常活泼的哦。当然，像在我们课文提到那些茶餐厅啊，都是非常 lively， 指的就是这个地方啊是 busy with people， 客人非常的多，生意非常的兴隆、非常热闹的意思。So, Clayton, are you a lively person?
Well, sometimes I'm lively, but you know, I think I would have to be lively if I went to a dim sum restaurant, because there everybody chats so loudly that you need to speak loudly with lots of energy if you want anyone to hear you.
Wow, that's so interesting. If I have to talk so loudly, I will probably lose my voice.哇，如果要那么大声讲话，大声点菜的话，我可能哦，声音都快没有了。
I think I would lose my voice too. Because, you know, in dim sum restaurants, there aren't any menus. So you need to call out your orders. Now, your order is just what you want to eat. It's what you tell the waiter what you want to eat. So when you call out your orders, you need to use a very loud voice.
Wow, 真的是太辛苦了。刚才 Clayton 告诉我们，你到茶餐厅的时候必须要 call out orders, call out orders。哦，这边我们先来看 call out 这个动词片语哦，意思就是大声叫喊的意思。那另外 order 在这边是当作名词，意思是点菜或者是所点的菜肴的意思哦。那记得 order 它是一个可数名词，所以一定要记得加 s， 不然我们也可以说成 call out an order。
Right, an order can also be used as a verb.For example, I ordered steam buns at the restaurant.
哦，所以原来同样一个字 order 它也可以当作动词。刚才 Clayton 有告诉我们 I ordered steam buns at the restaurant. Steam buns 指的就是那些蒸的热乎乎的包子。
Right, but at a dim sum restaurant, you don't need to order everything because there's carts that will go from table to table.Now, a cart is kind of like a little table on wheels, and they will move around the restaurant going from one table to another, and if you see something that you like, you can just take it.
哦，在茶餐厅真的是非常的方便哦。刚才 Clayton 有提到，你不需要跑到柜台去点餐，那些 food cart 那些餐车哦，就会 go from table to table， 会一桌一桌的推到客人的面前，你可以拿自己所喜欢吃的茶点哦。Wow, how convenient!
Right, and there's thousands of different choices. Now, this just means that there's a lot of different kinds of food to choose from, and some of them you'll see on food carts.Some of them you need to call out your order for, but there's lots of different things you can eat.
Thousands of dim sum dishes. Oh, 这边看到有好几千种不同的点心可以来选择哦。那这边我们可以看到 thousands of 指的是数以千计，有数量非常多的意思。那这边记得 thousands 一定要加上 s。那另外 choice 这边是当作名词，刚才 Clayton 也有提到它的动词是 choose. So Clayton, in dim sum restaurants, we have so many different dishes to choose from. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's amazing. But you know what's even more amazing is that the cooks will cook some of the dishes right in front of you.
Wow, cook right in front of you, 在你面前就料理起来，哇，真是五星级的待遇啊！好，不要再讲，不要再讲 ，Let's go to word power.
Word power.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to word power.
Welcome to word power.
Wow, that is the good way to greet people. Okay, everybody, our first word is greet.
Greet 在这边当作是动词，问候、打招呼。
Francis greeted his friend with a smile.
Francis 跟他的朋友笑着打招呼。
Lively.
Lively 形容词，充满活力、生气蓬勃的意思。
The music makes this place lively.
Wow, that must be a really cool place. Wow, 音乐让那个地方啊，充满了活力，充满了朝气啊。
Order.
Order 在这边当作是名词，指的是所点的菜肴。
The waiter gave us the menu, then took our orders.
服务生给我们菜单，然后帮我们点菜。
Choice.
Choice 在这边当作名词，记得哦，它的动词是 choose.
I don't drink coffee. Do I have any other choices?
我不喝咖啡耶，有没有其他选择啊？
Should be able to drink orange juice
Yeah.
or tea or something. Okay, everybody, we have more to come, so please stick around.
Keep in mind...
Well, since this is the grammar part of our show, I want to ask Jonathan something about English.
问我, but my English is good.
You're right, your English is good, but let me ask you anyways. If you take a verb and add er to it, what happens? For example, sing plus er equals singer.
哪个动词后面加上 er 会变什么？那就是做那个动作的人嘛。So sing 唱歌 ，singer 唱歌的人，歌手。
Too easy, please.
Okay, but what about this? If you take the verb cook and add er, what happens?
Cook 就是煮东西 ，so cooker 煮东西的人，厨师。Oh, I think I should leave.
Well, you're wrong. This one is a special one.A cooker is a pot, but a person who cooks food is a chef or a cook.
Oh, 各位观众，这里这个 cooker 是个特例哦，它不是厨师哦，它是锅子。So rice cooker 就是电锅或者是煮饭的那个锅子，而厨师叫做 chef 或是 cook.
Okay, I hope you guys got it too. It's okay, Jonathan. You don't need to say anything.I'll just tell everybody to take another look at today's reading.
Dim sum. Dishes and dishes and dishes.
Have you drunk tea? This is how people in Hong Kong greet each other. Life in Hong Kong is busy and moves very fast. But on Sundays...People go to dim sum restaurants. They take time to relax with their families. They spend the whole morning eating delicious food. It's not just a meal. It's an important part of life.Dim sum restaurants are very lively. There are no menus, so people just call out orders for their favorite dishes. Large groups of people talk loudly at each table. Food carts go from table to table. There are thousands of choices. Some dishesare even cooked in front of you. Cooks can make them just the way you want.
Review time!
Okay, here we go with review time, and today is true or false.
好，今天我们来做看是非题哦。True 就是对。False 就是错。
Okay, first question. When people in Hong Kong greet each other, they often say, "Are you hungry?"
香港人打招呼是说 "Are you hungry?" 你饿了吗？That's not true. They say, "Have you drunk tea?"
Ah, right. Okay, second question. People who eat at dim sum restaurants are quiet.
在茶餐厅用餐，大家都非常 quiet， 都不讲话的。That's also wrong.
Right, they have to talk with a loud voice. That's why I was practicing my loud voice earlier. Okay, and the third question. People don't have to read menus to order food at dim sum restaurants.
在茶餐厅不用看菜单就可以点菜。That's right. Remember, we call out orders.
Right, and you can even take food from the little food carts that go around. So, it's so convenient. I love dim sum restaurants.
Yeah, maybe we can go to one dim sum restaurant after the break.
Good idea. Okay, everybody, stay with us. There's more.
Yeah.
Fun with phrases.
From, to.
From.Two. I really had fun at the party.
Me too. I went from group to group talking to people.
You must have met a lot of people.
I did. And I ate a lot of different food.
Yeah, the waiters brought snacks from table to table.
But there was one thing about the party I didn't like.
What was that?
George! He followed me around everywhere.
Oh, that's why you kept moving from room to room.
Just for fun!
We have another proverb for you today, and this one is about eggs. Well, it says something about eggs, but eggs are not really the point. So, Angie, will you tell us what today's proverb is?
Sure, I really like this one. Okay, here it goes. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Now, a basket is something that you can carry things in, right?
Right.
So, I guess if you're putting your eggs in there, maybe you're going to carry them somewhere. You can imagine that people go and collect eggs and then take them to their house or take them to the market. But, you know, sometimes bad things happen. Maybe you could trip and fall down. And, of course, eggs can break very easily. So, if you have all your eggs in one basket and then you fall down, oh man, they could all break. Wouldn't that be bad?
That would really be bad, especially if it's breakfast time and you want to make eggs.
Yeah. Now, if we don't put all our eggs in one basket, then maybe they will be safer. Maybe if I put some eggs in my basket and then give some to Angie and she puts some eggs in her basket, then both of us will fall down? Probably not. Maybe at least one basket will make it to the house.
Yes, hopefully. Something I think about when I hear don't put all your eggs in one basket is when you're applying to college. Of course, you want to get into the best school for you. So you apply to the one you like the best. But you have to remember, it's smart to apply to a few just in case the first one, your first choice, doesn't work out. So, in this case, you are not putting all your eggs in one basket or all your hopes on one college, but you're spreading out your chances or opportunities. So just in case it doesn't work out, you have other colleges that you can go to or other opportunities you can fall back on.
Yeah, that's a good point. This proverb, don't put all your eggs in one basket, is about having more than one chance because life isn't perfect and sometimes the thing that we want, we can't get. So it's good to have another plan.